Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
All right, fibrin. Hope we're all here. All right, fibrin. Any one of you dealing with a symptom, any one of you dealing with a disease, before you get that symptom, before you get that disease, the cell in question, the cell in the organ in question, is broken down by, I'm going to use a term that I hope you're all familiar with, free radicals. And those free radicals will begin to eat through the membrane of the cell. So a cell's like a grape with a membrane, a skin, and everything you can identify as bad for your health. High blood sugar is bad for your health. Pesticides are bad for your health. The birth control pill, cigarette smoke, bad air, bad water, heavy metals, infections. Collectively, anything you can identify as a layperson that's bad for your health will begin to eat through the shell of a cell in whatever organ you're about to feel a symptom in. And when that free radical eats through the skin completely, the guts of that cell spill out, an immune system reaction begins. So all your immune system cells, your macrophages, your lymphocytes, your NK cells, begin to attack what spills out into the intercellular space. And this huge inflammatory storm begins. Now the result of that, as we've evolved, is for the body to deposit fibrin in between the cells. And that's the evolutionary way that your body chooses to minimize or mitigate the spread of whatever your body senses is brewing. So when we say scar tissue, when we say fibrin is laid down in response to an inflammatory process, this is your body's way of minimizing it, of mitigating. This is perfect for acute trauma. This is perfect for the instantaneous one-time attack. You get bit by a spider. The spider secretes a poison into your muscles tissues. That poison starts to kill muscle cells. Those muscle cells trigger immune system responses. Those immune system responses begin to demand the deposition of this stringy spider web-like material called fibrin. That works. It minimizes the damage caused by the spider bite. The problem is modern-day society puts us in a stage of inflammation like this all the time. And if that's happening long-term, there are long-term results for this. So the characteristic of disease processes, all disease processes, is the deposition of fibrin, fibrin that you're about to take a look at, fibrin that we put on the first four pictures that you view, picture one through picture four, you can see fibrin. Go to picture one. This is straighttalk.cc. Picture number one, and that's a picture of your blood. Picture of your blood. And those are red blood cells. In between those red blood cells are fibrin. And that fibrin has been laid down because something in the blood Something in the blood has been upsetting those red blood cells. Perhaps that blood that this electron photograph is taken from, this is an electron microscope viewing the blood. Suppose you have an infection in that, say, artery, in that capillary, and that infection, that infectious agent, a virus, a bacteria, a parasite, is attacking those red blood cells. And those red blood cells begin to lyse, meaning they begin to explode. Well, that's going to trigger an inflammatory response. And what you're looking at, that white spider web, what you're looking at there is essentially the body's way of sequestering or minimizing whatever is attacking those red blood cells. Well, that works short term, but long term, this is a mess. Long term, if this is occurring all over the body, long term, if this is occurring all over the body, then you've got a low grade to a medium grade to a high grade problem where your body's depositing all of this fiber and you're getting gooey. You're getting gooey. You can feel yourself getting gooey. I'll give you a classic example. Sugar. When you eat sugar, that sugar begins to accumulate an inflammatory response in the body. Now, you know that in your experience over the holidays, when you eat poorly, your body starts to get sticky and gummy. When you go on your diet, when you stop eating junk, when you begin to cleanse, you feel your body get fluid. That shift between fluidity and gumminess, do you have that experience in your body? Do you know that experience in your body? Where you're gummy and then you're fluid. When you're gummy, then you're fluid. That's all riding on the back of the deposition of this substance that you're looking at. Picture number one. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. I'm giving you today a example of a basic law of health. I'm not giving you a call to take an herb. I'm not giving you a superficial aspect of health. I'm giving you one of the fundamental laws of healing. And you have to look at it that way, because your tendency is going to be, you're going to ask yourself, what does this have to do with my low back pain? What does this have to do with my cancer? What does this have to do with my heart disease? What does this have to do with my particular concern? You've been trained by the nutrition industry to understand that your solution is an herb. You've been trained to understand that your solution is a single act specific to your specific symptom. I'm here to tell you that you've got to have a perspective that changes your fundamental approach to your health on many levels over a period of time before you're going to get a real change in a chronic symptom. So there's a big difference between understanding health, natural health, as an herb, understanding it is simply what you need to do for your symptom that somebody's going to tell you, and understanding that basically the health you're looking for is about how many fundamental axioms of healing, how many systems that your body utilizes to keep you healthy do you have in check? And mitigating, minimizing, dissolving the deposition of fibrin in the daily experience of your life is a way for you to look at your health. You understand this perhaps in terms of pH. The nutrition industry has done a decent job of drilling that one through your head. That extremely misunderstood quote by Otto Warburg, cancer cannot live in an alkaline environment. Most people using that really, really don't understand what that means. But nonetheless, the industry has done a wonderful job. The industry's done a wonderful job of ensuring you that you're going to get up each day and take your pH reading and trust that that alkalinity of your pH is something working for you. Well, you know, it is. And that's what I mean by a law. How about bile flow? How about your sleep? How about your teeth? How about making sure you're not exposed to unnatural levels of radiation each day? These are laws. It's very different than what you might be doing. You might be sitting there saying, you know, Dr. So-and-so, I've got these lumps in my knuckles. What can I do about that? This is what I labor relentlessly to end. Truly, that is a very superficial, generally ineffective way to approach your health. You may be in the show and in the audience today, and you may be saying to yourself, well, I've got low back pain. I don't get the hook to fibrin. I have cancer. I don't get the hook to fibrin. Every single symptom, every single disease, every single chronic problem becomes and sustains itself as chronic because of the deposition, the creation and application of fibrin to the tissue. Fibrin clogs you up. And if you're looking for that wonder herb to fix your problem, if your body's glued up in fibrin, that herb is, relatively speaking, a waste of your money. You can't get the nutrition to the site, and you can't drain it. So this concept of fibrinolytic or fibrinolysis, it's a big deal. Let's take a look at a couple of pictures. Let's look at picture number 4. Now, there's the pericardium. Picture number 4, this is a slide. And this picture number 4 is a slide of your pericardium. The pericardium is the covering to the heart. It's a membrane around the heart. And that pericardium can be inflamed. It can suffer oxidative damage. There can be the production of endogenous and exogenous free radicals that attack that skin around the heart, the pericardium. And it can inflame the pericardium. And that inflammation can become chronic. And the immune system then, to achronic inflammatory process, it will start to depose or precipitate, create and lay down a web of fibrin. And you see it there as fibrinous exudate. Fibrinous exudate. How much of you right now is baking, is caking, is decaying, is deteriorating under a layer of fibrinous exudate? That is the way you have to think. And that organ that you have an issue with, your brain, is not working too well anymore. Or your eye, or that tumor that's growing, or that colitis in your intestine that's getting worse, or that congestive heart failure, or that kidney failure, or that infected liver with hepatitis or Epstein-Barr, or the emphysema in your lung, or the osteoporosis, or that chronic painful fibromyalgia. Your body has one thing to do when you feel a symptom. And that's to make sure that the rate at which the fibrin forms is exceeded by the rate at which the fibrin breaks down. Your fibrin meter. The meter through which you measure the amount of glue that your body is wrapping you in. Are you a mummy and don't know it? Are you running free like a young horse? Or are you wrapped in a cage of fibrin? And that's the way you have to see it. When you buy herbs, when you spend good hard-earned money on solutions that are topical, and you don't get the result, very often it's not that the herb doesn't work, it's that you can't receive the herb. The tissue has to be in a position where it can receive the nutrition. So I'm asking you to consider another driving fundamental rule of what it takes to stay healthy or promote your body to heal disease. Your body will find the solution to your disease process. Your body will find the solution to your symptom. But there's lots of pitfalls along the way. There's lots of traps. There are psychological traps. There are times when, as things break down, they seem like they're getting worse. There's a whole bunch of little roadblocks along the way. Thus the importance of getting you educated so you can work your way out of the hole or chronic symptomology you're in. So that's picture number 4. Now look at picture number 3. Take a look at picture number 3. If you're new to the show, get onto the website straighttalk.cc, not .com, straighttalk.cc. Take a look at picture number 3. Just go to shows and today's show. Now look at picture number 3. That's live tissue or once living tissue. And you see all that yellow stuff? See all that yellow stuff there? All that yellow stuff is fibrin. That's fibrinous exudate. That's yellow goo. That's what your body can be drowning in. So the concept is then, it's not so much the herb that failed you. It's not so much that you spent your hard-earned money on an herb that promised you freedom from a symptom or elevation out of a disease, and you didn't get it. It's more that your body is caked or it's encased in a layer of fibrin, and you can't get the nutrition to it. Let's continue. Now look at this chronic inflammatory process. Go to picture number 8. Go to picture number 8. You've got to really feel the meaning of inflammation. You got to feel the meaning of it. Because then you can feel the gradual shift away from it. Because as you start and as you evolve, you may not feel the change in your symptomology. You may not get the return on your investment yet. And the only thing you're going to be left with is feeling the shift away from it. I'll say it to you another way. If you're listening in the audience today and you have a symptom, you have a problem, you have a disease, whatever you have, if you can tell me, or if you can admit to yourself, if you can connect to the fact that you feel like glue, Elmer's glue, sludge. If you can connect to the fact that you feel like that, and you can get into a process where you feel less like that, and less like that, as if something is shedding, you're healing. How many of you can connect to that feeling? And this is so important because it may be 6 months, it may be a year, it may be 2 years before you see a change in your symptomology. You're looking for a change in your symptomology. You've been diagnosed with a problem. You've been diagnosed with a disease. You're sick of a symptom that's never gone away. And you're looking to put money in and get a return out. Money's not to be wasted. It's not as abundant as you might want. And so you're taking that plunge then into alternative medicine. And you're spending effort to get a return. You have to measure it, not by the change in the symptom. If you do that, you're going to be disappointed. Things can take time. Before you feel a change in symptomology, it may be months. You have to understand that. Don't let everybody else promise you these instant fixes. For the vast majority of people, there are not instant fixes. So how do you know something's working? Back to my basic point. Can you identify within yourself that thick, sludgy feeling? And then can you identify within yourself a lessening of that? Do you feel like you're wiggling your way out of your cocoon? That's what's actually going on. Whatever you're doing for your health is dissolving fibrin. So if you can connect to that, then we can go to the next step. I'm going to show you the story of someone that did go to the next step. Go back to 1900. Go to picture number 22. Picture number 22. It's the turn of the last century. And a physician, a surgeon in Edinburgh, Scotland. This is picture 22, named John Beard. Dr. John Beard, medical doctor, is studying cancer. And he discovers that if he takes protease enzymes, if he takes pancreatic enzymes, same thing, if he takes enzymes from animals, if he takes the pancreas from animals, puts it in a solution and injects it into the animal's tumor, he finds that the tumor goes away. That all of a sudden the immune system can eat the tumor. Whereas before, the body was defenseless. Now he discovers that. And he publishes and he starts treating. And he starts having success. The story of John Beard is not the point, but he died and his work died, well, mostly forgotten. Go to picture number 21. Now look at this. The enzyme treatment of cancer and its scientific basis. No, we didn't just shift to a show on cancer. This show is not about cancer. This show is about fibrin. This show is about your low back pain. This shows about your thyroid condition. This shows about your Alzheimer's. This shows about any concern you have. But I'm just going to use cancer as an example. I'm using cancer and the history of studying cancer with John Beard as an example of a story that's going to have great relevance in a moment. So it's the turn of the last century. And John Beard is making headway. John Beard dies forgotten until, now go to picture 23. You've seen him before. That's the famous, infamous William Donald Kelly, dentist, orthodontist. Donald Kelly was diagnosed with terminal pancreatic cancer when he was in his 50s, early 50s, I believe. Pancreatic cancer, that's the cancer that took Steve Jobs. And that cancer is lethal, and it's quick. And Kelly had it not just in his pancreas, he had it all over his body. I spoke to Donald Kelly 2 years before he died. I spoke to him. And that was 30-something years after he was diagnosed with terminal cancer. He didn't die of cancer. He died of congestive heart failure. He died of a broken heart. He had it ripped out of him. As he met up with the medical establishment, public ignorance, and all the things that destroyed John Beard, destroyed Donald Kelly. A public that just didn't get it. But what Kelly did to cure himself and many others lives on today, and I'll explain. But the point for now is Donald Kelly resurrected the work of John Beard, and after curing himself, started to work with others. Now, what was Kelly doing? He was doing the same thing Beard was doing. He was feeding people enzymes that would break down fibrin. Now, what does this have to do with cancer? A tumor is 27 layers of fibrin. Tumors protect themselves in fibrin. A tumor is the master at warding itself off from your immune system. It's the fibrin layer of a tumor that's most effective at making sure your immune system can't eat it. So there's another evil way that fibrin rears its ugly head, in cancer. So to beat the cancer, Beard, Kelly, today Gonzalez, so on and so forth, go after the tumors by dissolving the fibrin. So what did Beard come upon? What did Kelly come upon? They came upon pancreatic enzymes. Kelly would say that one of the reasons health in America has changed so drastically from 100 years ago revolved around the word sweetbread, pancreas. Farmers ate organs. The nation 200 years ago, 100 years ago, had many farmers. And those farmers had animals, and they slaughtered their animals and ate their organs because that's where the nutrition was, in the organ. Kelly would say that. Kelly proved it. Well, what is it about pancreatic enzymes? They are fibrinolytic. Fibrinolytic. Now, the body is constantly breaking fibrin down. The body breaks fibrin down naturally. And that's critical for the body to do so. I want you to go to page 16, picture 16. Go to picture 16. Mechanisms of physiologic fibrinolysis. 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 Say it whichever way you like. Mechanisms of physiologic fibrinolysis. Fibrinolysis, that's the opposite. That is the opposite of fibrin deposition. Your body lays down fibrin, your body dissolves fibrin. It lays down fibrin, it dissolves fibrin. Do you know what you are? You're a fibrin machine. Do you know what you are? You're a machine that dissolves fibrin. The amount of fibrin you lay down is always in balance with the amount of fibrin you dissolve. Plasmin, there if you look at that picture in the blue, you see the word plasmin. You see fibrin threads. Plasmin degrades fibrin threads. I'm going to trust, I'm going to pray, that you're listening right now and you're making that leap into understanding that it's superfluous, it's a mistake to think of your symptom, your earache, your failing memory, your failing sex life, the fibroid in your ovary, your cancer, your heart disease, your emphysemic lung. It's a mistake to think of them like that. You have to think, I'm going to trust that you're getting this. You're going to think of your symptom, of your disease, as a bunch of concerns related to physiological, natural, normal, human mechanisms that have broken down. Specifically, you're going to think of yourself as a balance between plasmin and fibrin. Plasmin breaks down fibrin. Fibrinolysis. We have herbs that are fibrinolytic. One of the key nutritional agents to break down fibrin is pancreatic enzyme. I will tell you that probably nothing gets close. And there's a bunch of other really good ones. I can tell you that for as much as you think in terms of pH, as much as we've gotten the pH thing down, you know, really? pH is on the tip of so many tongues. You know why? Because you can measure it. That's why. But pH is way down the street. In other words, it's what controls your pH that you want to be interested in. Yes, and measuring it is good because it's a good marker. But what controls it, what are the systems of your body that you have to tend to that control your pH? That's where you want to put your energy. That's where you want to put your education. Bile flow. If you really don't know what a gallbladder flush is at this point, if you've never done one, if you really don't know what a coffee enema is at this point, if you've never done one, well, putting your time, money, and energy, including the herbs that help, is really worth your investment. But you all know about coffee enemas. You certainly know if you listen to this show. If you listen to this show, you've been given a set of fundamentals that you're gradually and hopefully increasingly passionately applying yourself to, and you're not thinking about your symptoms. You're thinking about your shifts. Health is not about focusing on a symptom. Did my symptom get better? You want to measure your gain that way. I'm suggesting to you, you don't do that. Plasmin versus fibrin. Get the balance of trade more on the side of breaking down the fibrin than building it up. So mechanisms of fibrinolysis. Take a look at this picture. Picture number 14. Let's define a space. Picture number 14. On the bottom of picture number 14, you've got the intracellular space. On the top, you've got the extracellular space. Just defining a space for you. The intracellular space is inside the cell. And hope you've got the majority of potassium there. The extracellular space is where you've got outside the cell. That's where your sodium tends to cluster. Those spaces are important. Now, between cells, between your cells, whatever organ you're interested in, between those two cells, in that ocean, is your intercellular space. It's between your cells. And that's where the fibrin lives. And if you build up enough density in between your cells, density meaning fibrin, density meaning it's congested, density meaning you can't get your blood supply into your cell, density meaning you can't drain through the lymph all the sewage in between those cells. Density meaning you can't get the nerve flow into that area. Density means the highways to and from the cell are grossly congested. And if that density builds up enough, if the fibrin builds up enough, you're going to trigger changes within the cell. And that change may be specific to your genetic code. One person, it's a cancer. Another person, it's Alzheimer's. That's not the point. The point is, we don't have to go there. Because there's ways of getting rid of that fibrin. This is what spurred the research of John Beard, of Nicholas Gonzalez, and is ultimately of Donald Kelly, and ultimately of Nicholas Gonzalez. Now, Nicholas Gonzalez, he has a great story. He was a medical doctor graduating from Cornell. Nicholas Gonzalez, MD, he wrote a book here. Go down to picture number 29. Picture number 25. The Trophoblast and the Origins of Cancer by Nicholas Gonzalez and his wife, Dr. Linda Isaacs. Go to picture 33. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. This is the show you got to follow with the pictures. StraightTalk.cc, that's the website. So much better if you can see the pictures, if you can. That's picture 33. That's Nicholas Gonzalez. These enzymes that I'm going to show you that he formulated, these enzymes were used in clinical trials in the treatment of cancer. This is what this man has devoted his life to. It came off the work of Donald Kelly, whose work came off the backside of John Beard. But what they're doing, the reason they focused on cancer, the reason they focused on fibrin, I should say, is because a tumor protects itself in 27 layers or so of fibrin. Tumors cocoon themselves in. So does the body in all forms of disease, because all forms of disease begin with an inflammatory process that begs and causes the deposition of fibrin. If you got that, you've got so much. You just have to dissolve it and trust that by dissolving it, you're taking one more key step towards normalizing and self-regulating your otherwise defunct physiology. And that's what healing is. It's a bunch of steps. But I am so emphatic about this point because what people do, unfortunately, in the healing arc is rather than get involved in that because they can't make the connection. They cannot make the connection between dissolving fibrin and their Parkinson's disease or dissolving fibrin and their heart disease. And so what they do is they run around the mill looking for someone to give them that specific therapy for their specific problem. Does this sound familiar? Have I said this before? I'm going to keep saying it. I'm going to say it for another 100 years because we're not getting it well enough. And you're wasting your time. Too often, your perspective is what prevents your cure. You get in the way of your body. You impose your worldview on what it takes to heal a symptom or a disease. And your body saying, look, forget that. Just put the systems that God put in me, just put those systems back on track, and I'll figure out the rest. That's what your body's saying. Man tends to clutter up, to overlook, to marginalize, to debase, to congest all the systems that the body provides you with to make sure you never get sick and to make sure you can heal what you need to heal. This is what the game is about. While you're running from doctor to doctor to doctor, trying single topical focal therapies and overlooking all the fundamental drivers. People don't think of sleep. They don't think of getting their bile flowing. They don't think of getting their skin working. They don't think of pumping their sacrum. They don't think of balancing their nervous system. They don't think about the fundamental issues between an imbalance in their bite and a healthy bite. There are all these things. All 200 plus of my shows go into this. Why am I doing this? Because I'm asking you to consider that there's another perspective that's far more efficacious. So Nick Gonzalez, picture 33, says, what went wrong? And he's explaining in the trials. There's him in picture 31. Look at picture number 31. That's Dr. Gonzalez with Donald Kelly when Gonzalez was sent by the head of the National Cancer Institute, or at least backed by Dr. Robert Good, father of modern oncology, as they say, to see if Kelly had really done anything for real. And Gonzalez still practices today. What might you do? Well, let me show you something. Picture number 26. Look at picture 26. The name of my show today is the 10-Day Fibrin Cleanse. It doesn't have to be 10 days. It could be 3 days. It could be 7 days. It could be 10 days. There's a company, Allergy Research, and they make a beyond organic brew of pancreatic enzymes drawn from pigs raised in New Zealand under very strict standards. And these enzymes were formulated, look at picture 25, Look at picture number 27. 27. These enzymes, the pancreas, natural glandular, was formulated by Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. Gonzalez believes in these things. I believe in these things. These are fibrinolytic herbs. We're not going to make the error of talking about all the things that these things are going to cure. We're not going to say that. We're going to say it breaks down fibrin. That it does. And fibrin plays a nasty role in chronic disease. And that's big. And that's for openers. So take a look again. Picture 26. Picture 26, that's natural organic pancreatic enzyme. They're in capsules. And picture 27, natural glandular derived from government-inspected range-fed animals raised in New Zealand and Australia, where animal husbandry regulations are among the strictest in the world. The material is lyophilized, which means it is immediately frozen and subjected to a high vacuum that vaporizes moisture directly from the solid state. Good stuff. That you should do as a cleanse. It's a fibrin cleanse. You take 20 capsules, 6 times a day. You take it with 5 capsules of a product called Gastroven, which you can get from Premier Research Labs. That's 25 capsules. It's a lot of capsules. For 3 straight days, for 7 days, for 10 days, in between meals. And each day you do the coffee enema. Fibrinolytic herbs. Fibrinolytic pharmaceuticals. Fibrinolytic plants. Enzymes that break down fibrin will begin a detoxification worthy, a worthy detoxification. And if you're moving bile, if you've investigated coffee enemas and you combine them, then what you do is you pull out all the debris that the fibrinolytic herbs break down. And what you're going to feel in your body as you navigate yourself through this type of a cleanse is your body's going to get looser. You're going to feel the gunk come out of your tissue. Now, pancreatic enzymes are not the only fibrinolytic herbs. Nattokinase, turmeric, garlic. But I don't know anything better than pancreatic enzyme. There was a reason we picked pancreatic enzyme to go after cancer, to go after tumors. There's a reason that Kelly and Gonzalez and Beard did that. They are aggressively fibrinolytic. Outside of natto, the pig enzymes put everything else to shame. And you'll feel it in your body. Now, if you can back that up, that 7 to 10 day, if you can back it up, go to picture 36. Picture 36. Go on some sort of a juice fast where you're eating fresh, drinking fresh wheatgrass juice each day. Picture 34. Add hot and cold therapy, Banya therapy. Picture 37, take the clays, put the clays on your body. Use topicals, use hot cold therapy, use foods that have highly detoxificatory standards. Bring them in gradually and then build up. You can do a 2-day enzyme cleanse. 4-day, 6-day, a 12-day. You can do the wheatgrass juice first, along with the hot cold therapy. You can mix up your detoxifications, but you should bring it to the point, ultimately, where you're capable of sustaining 10 to 14 straight days of pancreatic enzymes along with some digestive bromelain, papain, ginger. Premier Research Labs Gastrovin is wonderful in this respect. And you can start to put together the process through which you break down your fibrin. You can add stretching to that. You can add coffee enemas. You should be doing coffee enemas on the cleanse. The collective effect, the net effect of breaking down the fibrin and pushing it out of the body, and breaking down the fibrin and pushing it out of the body. And you know you're doing it right because gradually you start to feel looser in your tissue. And if you're stretching, and I'll never stop telling you to stretch. If you're stretching, if you're pulling your joints apart, you're going to notice that it's easier to do that. You'll get a feeling of flow in your body, all the way into your internal organs, all the way into your brain. And that's the process. Look at this. I had to put this one on the... Look at picture number 39. Picture 39, the role of fibrin in tumor metastasis. We know that fibrin deposition is how cancer spreads. We've known it for a long time. And we know that we have fibrinolytic herbs. So why aren't we looking at it that way? Why don't we look at it that way? Why don't we look at health as a product of breaking up fibrin to prevent, well, not just the spread of cancer, but the spread of any disease? Why don't we understand effectively that when we say inflammation causes all these different diseases, that we're basically talking about fibrin deposition? Ultimately, what congests your freeways to and from the cell is fibrin. So why aren't we thinking in terms of fibrinolytic therapies? I just gave you, I think, the ultimate. I use this in my practice with my clients. I've done this 50, 60, 70 times. I'm seeing wonderful things happen. And we're looking for more and more integrated ways of doing it. In other words, Banya, think of using magma clay. That's down there, picture number 37. Magma clay on the body in a Banya sauna. Think of coming out and rinsing that clay off after 10 or 15 minutes. Think of diving into an ice pool. Think of getting hungry later on and eating clean, I mean ultra clean. Think of bringing in throughout the day fresh cultivated wheatgrass juice, strong liquid detoxicants, high uptake in the bowel. Think of moving the bowels copiously to get the bile out. Think of seeing the bile come out. America at large will say, what does this have to do with helping my back pain? And what does this have to do with helping my Alzheimer's? And what does this have to do with helping my heart disease and my cancer and my emphysema? And you see my point. We've convinced a nation of Americans that you either cut it, you either nuke it, you either drug it. But let's not stop there. Let's jump into holistic medicine. Holistic medicine's convinced us that all we have to do is herbalize it. And that's not quite the right use of the herb. If you're using turmeric to break down your fibrin, now you're thinking. If you're using natto kinase because it's fibrinolytic, now you're thinking. If you're taking high doses of garlic and high dosages of cayenne, now you're thinking. If you're spending money on these things, pancreatic enzyme, because you understand that one of the tracks of health concerns the issue of breaking down fibrin, now you're thinking. And this is my point. You have to approach your health as a bunch of systems. That's a lot for you to get. That's a lot for you to get. That's why I'll never, ever stop repeating it to you. That's why I do the show. If you're new to the show, get on the website. Check these shows out. There's no show like this in America. I know of no shows. The game right now is to simply tell you that scientific peer-reviewed research backs the herb for your specific concern, your memory, your heart disease, etc. It doesn't work that way. It works this way. This is the tougher way. This asks you to reach deeper. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. You give my office a call if you need some help at reaching deeper with your specific health concern. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. We'll see you next Saturday. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.